This is The Dove, the Serpent, and an Awful Lot of Water. Written by Lyric Writes Prose and read by Tipsy Kitty. The dove wings over the new sea. Contrary to many future portrayals, it is buff-colored rather than pure white, but it is carrying a branch. At length, it swoops towards a large wooden boat and alights on the gunwale. At least a dozen children are watching it cautiously. They range in age from under 2 to 13 or 14. Several of the older ones are holding babies. The dove regards them for a long moment, and then tucks the branch carefully under its wing. It says. Wrong boat? The children part, and a dark-robed figure moves through the crowd. He is holding a baby, and bouncing them absently.
Wrong boat, he confirms.
Crawley, what are you doing?
What does it look like I'm doing? All these children were so wicked that God had to drown them. All these children will grow up knowing that the forces of good killed their families. Imagine the amount of not righteous wrath. He thinks about it, then ventures.
Wrongous wrath?
But how on earth did you put this all together in time?
Cheated like hell, of course. It's in the job description. This whole thing is held together by miracles and bloody-mindedness. I'm actually in fairly serious miracle debt at the moment, but the payoff in pure evil will be worth it. I'm expecting a commendation.
One of the children tugs on his clothes.
Keturah made a giant poo, he announces.
Yes, I'll deal with it in a moment. He turns back to the dove. What are you going to do?
The dove stammers for a moment. That is to say, I don't know what I can do. I'm to deliver this branch. Forthwith, straight away, soon as possible, and all those things. I would definitely break your boat into pieces and drown your evildoers. But I simply don't have time.
Of course not, the dark figure murmurs.
At any rate, I really must be going.
I don't suppose you've seen another boat around. Very large, a lot of pitch.
You could try to the east.
Thanks awfully. The dove says something more, but it's muffled by putting the olive branch back in its beak. It takes off in a flurry of feathers.
It's a really giant poo, and it's runny, the child says insistently.
Yes, all right. All in the service of evil, the dark figure reminds himself.
He fails to convince himself.
Writing the report on this one is going to be a masterpiece of spin control. It may, in fact, be the effort that invents spin control. But after all, lying is what he does. The end.